take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on 1450 AM and FM 104.5. Today's scripture is found in Romans 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. There are three key things in these three verses. Verse 1 tells us, true worship starts with giving God access to your entire life. Verse 2 speaks of renewing of our minds. What are you entertaining in your thoughts today? Is it scripture and prayer based on truth? Or is that anxiety and negativity or whatever the world has to offer? Recently, neurological science says it is actually possible to rewire your brain. In this God-breathed scripture from centuries ago, Paul writes we must do just that. Good in is good out. And in verse 3, what does it mean to think of yourself with sober judgment? Is Paul telling us not to be drunk? No. Although there is a lot of scripture that talks about drinking, in this passage, Paul is talking about pride. It is very human to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. The world is very good at filling your minds with things such as this. You deserve it. You're amazing. You can do whatever you want. There is no God. Whatever is good for you. And the list goes on and on. But you, my friend, have a choice. A choice to take captive your thoughts, to live your life for Jesus, to renew your mind with the scriptures, and to think soberly without pride, allowing the Holy Spirit to change you from the inside out. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the listeners out there today. I pray you would fill them with a desire and a hunger for your word. I pray for hard truth in our lives. Reveal to us, Lord, areas of growth needed. Forgive us where our pride eats us away and prevents growth. Help us be vulnerable. Thank you for your scripture. Thank you for loving us. And as your children seek you this week, Lord Jesus, will you bless them? May they see your work in their lives. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.